I promised you and waited for the day that we could say for once and for all, Ireland wide open. And to fill us in on that, we want to go to Alison Metcalf, who's the Executive Vice President and Head of Tourism for North America for Ireland. And Alison, first of all, you're very welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Adrian.
The word today is one we have definitely been anticipating. And I know we've had bits and scraps of the lifting of restrictions in Ireland, as in fact as we have here on our side of the Atlantic. But today is a big day, and tell us about it.
It absolutely is. It's certainly, you know, it's very good news for the, well, for everybody, but it's certainly very good news for the tourism and hospitality sector. As you said, it's been a long time coming, and I think everybody has, you know, enjoyed that the last sort of 20, 24 months. But no, what it means, I think for us, certainly in terms of tourism and hospitality, is that people can now plan ahead, with more confidence. They can plan their vacations knowing that everything is open, and the removal of, you know, the 8 p.m. closing for restaurants and pubs and capacity constraints and other measures means that people, when they're looking to plan a trip for the spring, for the summer, know that they're going to have a great experience. They know they're going to have the experience that they'd always hoped for. And again, you know, with cautious optimism, we're moving forward. But it's a very, very good day. And I think it's a testament to the fact that Ireland, we should remind people that, you know, Ireland still, you know, has one of the highest vaccination rates in Europe. And the successful rollout of the booster program has really, and combined with the behavior of, you know, obviously citizens, has really got us to this point where it is time to lift those restrictions and begin to live with COVID and to begin to plan for the future.
And it's also, of course, now well known that Ireland is the most vaccinated country in Europe, with what, 95-96% of the residents of Ireland fully vaccinated. And that's probably as good news as we can get, because we can go to Ireland with confidence in knowing that all of the restrictions, some of them actually many figured were maybe over the top, but it worked, and it has worked, and I think that's fantastic. Now, tell us about the green button and Tourism Ireland's green carpet, you know.
Well, I guess with the current situation now, we're obviously moving forward with a lot more confidence. And last fall, we launched our what we called our Green Button campaign. And simply, it's our most extensive marketing campaign that we've launched. And we launched it globally. We launched it here in the United States with Minister Catherine Martin at the end of September. And what the campaign is designed to do is very simple. It's inviting people to press that green button and start planning their trip to the island of Ireland. Green is synonymous with Ireland. It's synonymous with go. And I think the message has really resonated with people. And what we found over the last number of months, people are, they're desperate to get traveling again. We want to ensure that as many Americans that are thinking about traveling to Europe are thinking about Ireland. So we have launched a campaign in the US. We're about to launch our most extensive marketing program later in February, just to remind people what Ireland has to offer. And what we're really trying to do here is strengthen that travel intent and say, now is the time to start booking that trip. We want you to book that with confidence. And we want to do this so that we can drive as many bookings and revenues for businesses on the island of Ireland who have had, you know, a tough couple of years, as they have in many, many countries around the world. So look out for the green button, and you'll also see the green button coming through in our St. Patrick's Day campaigns, and we'll be, of course, launching our global greenings again. So again, we're looking to light up the world green, and I think we can look forward, I hope, to a really great St. Patrick's Day. I think March is going to be a big kickoff for us. It's typically a very strong booking period. And the other good news, of course, Adrian, and you may have covered this already, is the fact that St. Patrick's Day and the festival in Dublin will be back later this year. So after a 2-year absence, anybody wanting to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Ireland will be able to do so and be part of the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Dublin. And, of course, we hope there may be other festivals around the country. But, again, all of that, those details are still being worked on.
Ireland, friends, open, and with a great Caith Míle Fáilte for, you know, tourists from everywhere, but particularly for North America. It took a long time. We're 2 years down the road, but Alison, again, thank you. Thank you for breaking that news for us this morning. Couldn't be better, really.
Thank you very much, Adrian, and we look forward to rolling out that green carpet for all the listeners. And if I could just say, flights are coming back. So as we head towards the spring and the summer, we will have direct flights from 13 gateways across the United States, including 3 flights into Shannon from Boston, JFK, and Newark. So it's going to be easy to get there, much easier than we thought at the beginning of the year. So it's all good news.
Thank you. Thank you again, friends. Alison Metcalf, they're breaking the news. Ireland is open. By the way, for events such as weddings and restrictions are, you know, all lifted there. Pubs, you can close the pub the early hours of the morning, friends, something that I'm sure is welcome not just for tourists and for those living in Ireland, but also for, you know, the restaurant and pub business, the hospitality, wide open. Get on to ireland.com, Tourism Ireland's website, ireland.com.